What's in Your Diet? By Beyond Today writer, Amber Duran. Motherhood has been a unique experience for me. I really try to do things to the best of my ability. For example, I make each and every one of my son's food pouches myself at home. It is usually with the freshest of ingredients. I cook him home-cooked meals every day. I buy organic milk and organic grass-fed beef. I try to give him the best so that he can have the best start to life. But he is picky. I find it deeply frustrating to go through all this trouble to prepare wonderful food for the good of his body, and he seems more interested in eating the plastic plant in my living room or the dog food while throwing his wholesome food on the ground for our dog, Bones. Why on earth would he want to eat the garbage he finds on the floor and around him over the food prepared for him that's good for him? Have you ever thought about the food you put into your body? No, I'm not here to talk to you about the physical foods we put in our body. I'm talking about the spiritual food we need to sustain us. God has prepared and designed spiritual words for us to consume on a daily basis. The Bible. It's been prepared over centuries of time and is for our own good. You would think we would gladly eat and partake every day, but that isn't always the case, is it? The family structure God has set up in His plan is pretty fitting. He is our Father in heaven, and we are His children. And yes, sometimes we are picky eaters. We reach for some of the garbage around us in the world before we reach for the real nourishment we need from God's scriptures. While books, movies, music, and the like can be thoroughly entertaining and fun, are we consuming more of what the world produces than what God has produced? We need to have a healthy and balanced spiritual diet. God's word has to be the base of our food pyramid, the largest slice of the pie. I can imagine the frustration God must have sometimes when He looks down on us and sees us neglecting our prayer and Bible study and thinking, how can they be interested in the junk food than the wholesome food I've made them? Thankfully, our Heavenly Father is supremely merciful and understands our struggles. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 5. But we must mature and grow closer to Him, consuming more and more of the spiritual food He's prepared and less of that worldly junk food. We can't be filled solely with milk either. We need the meat. Hebrews 5, verses 12 through 14. Just as I know my son will grow and mature and eventually eat the good food I set before him, we too can grow and mature and consume that which our Father, God, has prepared for us. Our spiritual food is calorie-free, so there's no excuse for missing a meal or skipping out on dessert. Delve in and enjoy the rich delicacies of God's Word. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.